observe le monde, menace de fille. Dites-leur que je suis de la Caraïbe, que je porte le monde dans ma tête. Papillon de la nuit, va conter mon histoire. Vole, vole dans la nuit blanche, avec tes ailes de feu, tes beaux cheveux d'argent et mon rêve d'enfant illuminé d'une pluie d'étoiles. Papillon de la nuit, réveille les mers du sud, passe au-delà des nuages pour atteindre le vent du nord. Souffle sur les entrailles de la renaissance et le germe de la liberté. Liberté.
Points of Light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. First show of 2018. I know it's been a little late. We took some time, I guess. Anyway, so in the interceding weeks, what's happened is that I went back to Washington, D.C., and there was a reunion for Fifth Column, and this is the show where we paid tribute to all of the bands that were released on the label, at least as many of the bands that I have music for. And it wasn't just the label, it was mostly the club, in fact. The club people from the Fifth Column nightclub opened from 1988 to 1996. It was the 30th anniversary of the club's opening, and as somebody who went there a lot and worked for the record label, kind of a sister company, I was allowed inside. And needless to say, Jared and many of the others from the bands that Fifth Column put out were not there, except for Steve Fly Watson and a couple other people who were, shall we say, sidemen. But that's not going to stop us. Brian Liu was there and some others from the that helped me at the label, and we're going to play the stuff from the label until 10 p.m., and that's the theme. So it's mostly an industrial show. We're going to start off with ChemLab, of course, the Burnout at the Hydrogen Bar. This is Codeine, Glue, and You, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, 1,000 points of light, WMFO. That's Final Cut with It Comes To from Atonement. This is our Fifth Column Records night. Since I was at a reunion last weekend for the Fifth Column, I was really the only record label representative except for Zalman Fishman, the owner of the label and of the club. But thinking back on that weekend, I am playing a Fifth Column Records all night long, or at least until 10 o'clock when they kicked me out of here. So that Final Cut, so Tony Schrock was the main artist behind that group. Also Greg Lucas as well. Tony Schrock was a stockbroker. So he lived in, I think he grew up in Chicago. For a long time, they were the opening band on My Life with the Thrill Kill Cults tours, the two of them going out together. Then they were apart, they took a hiatus, and they put out that record, Atonement, on Fifth Column. Before that, Acumen, with You Deal With This, they then were in a lawsuit, Acumen was, and they had to change their name to Acumen Nation because some bluegrass band in, I think, Pennsylvania somewhere, told them that they couldn't use the name because they had used it first. And so rather than fight them in court, they changed their name to Acumen Nation. And then they had other side projects like DJ AccuCrack and all kinds of stuff. I think they went to Conscience and then another label after that. Halo Black, Brian Barton, that was Balance. We heard from Tension Filter. Now, Brian Barton is now known as Black Asteroid. He's like a huge techno DJ playing like enormous venues all over the world. So he's taking it to another level, so to speak. But his first record, great record there. My favorite track from that is Balance. And before that, Chem Lab, Cody and Glue and You, Jared, now known as Jared Lush. I think he started off, he went on his own. He had Jared Lush and the Aliens. And then there was the Project Prude, which is his current project. Dylan Thomas Moore, the other half of Chem Lab, no longer, I don't think he's in the music industry or not an artist at least. Tommy Servo was the other member who became a member, an official member later on. I think it was before Eastside Militia was released. I'm not sure what he's doing these days. But anyway, let's move on. Up next, it's Cybertech Project, one of the more well-known acts that we had on this label. Sold as many records, almost as many. They were the second most as Chem Lab. This is features. I have to speak like I'm reading off the sticker from the CD. This is Jean-Luc Demeyer's Side Project. And Jean-Luc Demeyer is in Front 242. And there are a couple other people in there, Jonathan Sharp and Jed Denton, I believe his name was. Anyway, this is a great track off of Cybertech, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Hey! should find you guilty of heresy, and you and your descendants must be cleansed in blood.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. James Ray's Gang War. That was Hard War from Best of James Ray's performance in Gang War. 1,000 points of light, WMFO, and we are rolling right along on this trip down Fifth Column Records memory lane. Before that, Apoptygma Berserk from Norway. That was a Burning Heretic from the Melt Comp. Dessau's History from Detail Sketching. We started the set off with Cybertech Project. That was Cauterized, the K-Nitrate EBM mix from Cybertech. And this is our look back at some of the Fifth Column Records catalog. I was at a Fifth Column nightclub reunion last weekend, and so I figured this would be a good time to take a look back at the records that were put out on the label. Of course, Cybertech Project. Now, when I was sent the artwork for that, the back of the tray card, this is on a disc. This is back when Cyquest discs were used, and the back of the tray card on the disc said track one, track two, track three, etc. And I saw that and I thought, oh, that's a little cheeky, but okay. And so I went ahead and printed it. And months later, after it had been printed and already in record stores, the guy we licensed the record from was like, what did you do? Where are all the tracks? Why didn't you put them on here? Well, he neglected to tell me that he was sending me the artwork and he wanted me to put the names of the tracks on there. Instead, I just saw that and had it printed. And it sold pretty well, so it must not have mattered. Anyway, Dessau before that. That's like an EP. It's kind of lame. We thought we were getting a full record, and it turned out that it was like six tracks, two remixes of two of the six tracks, and then there was, so it was five tracks, two remixes of the five, and then there was an eighth track that was just like a throwaway. It was, you had to scroll through like 99 tracks to the very end of the CD, and you had like just a throwaway noisy thing that was like 29 seconds. It was completely ridiculous. Anyway, before that, so Apoptygma Berserk, that was on the Melt Comp. Now, this compilation, we didn't realize that we couldn't fit all the songs on the original compilation that we licensed on the American version, so we had the artwork printed, and it had 17 tracks on it, but we could only fit 16 on it. Ironically, the one that track we couldn't fit on, it was by a band named In Absentia. So maybe it was a joke that people thought they were in on the joke. I don't know. Anyway, up next, it's this band from Indiana, Sphere Laza. This is the band, very unimpressive. We put out their first record, but then they righted the ship. We put a song of theirs on this compilation we released late in the label's life called Worldwide Underground. It's called, the name of the track is called Jesus Play a Guitar. It's a great song, actually. 1,000 points of light, WMFO.
Shut up.